All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Point West Public Infrastructure District. Today's February 3rd, 2026. It's 2:34 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the boardwalk, your chair. Would you like to start?
Walker Wood, board member.
Seth Robertson, board, clerk secretary.
Lauren Warburton with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Also, we'll note that Holton Hunsaker is unavailable for today and is excused. So, all right, first up, board meeting minutes from our December 2nd meeting. You guys had a chance to review those. Do they look accurate?
I reviewed those. I have no comments. I'd make a motion to approve board meeting minutes from December 2nd, 2025.
Thanks, Seth.
No. And then I'll second.
Thanks, Walker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Lauren. Lauren, you're on mute if you're talking. There you go.
Thanks, Michael. Is everyone able to see the payment listing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so board, this payment listing covers from October 1st through December 31st, with the total being just under 96,000. A small portion of that being the administrative costs that came through the working capital requisitions, and then just under 85,000 of that was the bond interest payment on December 1st. Any questions about the payment listing?
I remember correctly that bond interest payment was funded by the developer. Is that a fair statement? Do we want to maybe note that that was funded by the developer?
I can't say off the top of my head, Seth. I don't know the details, but I can do a double check and let you know after this call or after these calls.
Is there any benefit, Michael, to having that show is funded by the developer?
As long as CLA is keeping track of it so that we can repay you guys through that admin funding and reimbursement agreement. I have no problem if we want to list that it was paid by you guys. That way it's on the record and we can show it on the list.
Okay, that'd be my only comment is
Okay.
to confirm that was paid or a portion of it was paid. If it was just a portion, detail which portion. And then with that, I would move to approve the quarterly expenditures as noted.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, Lauren.
Okay, and then if we move on to the financial statements as of December 31st, we have the balance sheet first, and it looks like total assets are sitting at just under 6 million, with 13,000 of that being in the general fund, 3.3 million being in the debt service fund, and then 2.6 million being in the capital projects fund. And then total liabilities are sitting at just over 23,000, 13,000 of that being accounts payable, and then 9,900 being due to other funds, which is just a portion of our accounting that I want to say might be showing on the capital project side, but I'm not super familiar with the inner workings. Can I answer any questions here?
With no land having been sold here, I'd be curious to know where that 56,000 is coming from for the UMB assessment fund. I don't believe any assessments have been collected, so we haven't sold anything.
It's a good question, Seth. I was wondering the same thing. Lauren, can you just make a note of that and get with Shelby?
Yes, and I apologize, Seth, for not being as knowledgeable of, the inner workings of the district, but I am making notes of all the questions, and if it's helpful, we can also have a call after. after all of these meetings when Shelby's available to answer everything at once.
Don't know. Just send an email with the responses is fine.
Okay. I'm going to move on now to the general fund statement. So total revenues came in at $713 and some change, all of which was interest income. And then total expenditures came in at $34,000, all of which are those administrative costs. So those cover accounting, audit, insurance, legal costs. Any questions here?
Is our 2026 budget, we have an annual budget of 51,000 and we had actuals for expenditures of 34, which is a pretty big delta. I'd be curious to know what did we budget for in 2026?
I think pretty much the same. It actually might have gone up a little bit, Seth. The indenture has it going up, I want to say 2% every year. So part of it, when you look at our stuff, that mainly is just Christy and I for us. I don't know if Matt really did anything for Point West legally because it was, right, it was just really maintenance for the district was all. So I know that's going to be the other ones. Insurance was a little over because I think we had some back payments we needed to make. Audit is going to stay right around that 9,000. And then accounting, we did the lump sum this year. And I can't remember off the top of my head how much that was. So really the big variable is just going to be legal. And that mainly is going to be how much Matt is going to be billing. For Christy and I, it's going to be right around that 8,000 to 9,000, depending on what's going on in the district. But typically, it's going to be that 8 to 9.
Okay.
Okay, Lauren.
Okay. Then if we move on to the debt service fund. Total revenues came in at 150,000, just under 141,000 being assessment fee revenues, and then it looks like 9,200 being interest income. And total expenditures came in at 173,000, just under 174, with 170,000 of that being the bond interest payments, and then 4,000 being the agent fees payable to UMB.
Again, I'm surprised that there was any assessment fee revenue in 2025 at 140.
I will follow up on that.
Yeah, Lauren, I get the 85 was just kind of what everybody thought would come in. But yeah, Seth, I'm with you. I don't get the 140, 141 when you're round.
Or is it taking that from, our interest reserve or something? That was what was a portion was allocated to pay the assessment fees of it.
I wouldn't think so if it's revenue and it's being recognized as revenue. Again, not knowing the what has actually came in, I would have expected this to be assessment revenues coming in.
Yeah,
But
so
that's
that'd be
I'll
my
follow up on
question
that
on that
if
one, and
you
then
weren't expecting it.
the other question would be if that is assessment revenue, how come it doesn't tie out to the assessment revenue that we have on the balance sheet? That I assume it all just goes straight to the balance sheet. And so the fact that the two numbers don't tie out in any way seems odd too.
Yep. Yeah, that question makes sense. We'll follow up with you on that, Seth. Am I okay to move to the capital projects fund? So capital projects fund here, total revenues came in at 109,000, which is interest income. And then we have no expenditures currently. That is everything for the financials. If there are any
What are
further
these?
What are
question.
these transfers that I've seen on all these? This one's got a transfer of 18,000.
So, do you know, Lauren, which other fund it went to?
So these will be transfers within the ones that we've seen. So
Yeah, 4,000
we see
there.
transfers in of 4,000.
It's got to be the general fund then.
Transfers from, yep. So here it came to the general fund.
I guess, what's the purpose of transferring that money? Why are we moving it?
I don't have a good answer for you aside from
Well, even if you add
I
that
don't
to
want to
the.
give you a specific and tell you wrong, Seth.
Okay, you'll look into
Even if you
that.
add the 18 to the 34, that gets us above the 51.
Right, but I understand the question of why are these transfers happening in the
Yeah.
first place? Okay.
Okay.
As go ahead, Seth.
Nope, continue.
I was just going to say, as far as financials go, that was the last statement.
Okay, if you're comfortable, Seth, for a motion to accept them as presented with your questions.
Yeah, I will make a motion to accept the 2025 Q4 financial statements, assuming we get appropriate responses for the next couple of days.
Okay.
No, second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye. All
Aye.
aye.
right, that's unanimous. All right, let me pull up. How come I don't show it? Give me just a sec. Thought I had pulled it up. All right, here it comes. All right, here's the interlocal. So again, just says we're going to become a member. They want Matt or Tyler for when we start converting to an elected board. It stays consistent with who's the board member or who's assigned to be appointed. So then it just shows that. Any questions?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2020-601, the interlocal agreement with Utah Local Governments Trust.
Perfect. Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Walker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. So, Walk, I'm going to send you and Seth a few different documents. So, as chair, I'm going to need you to sign the budget report. And all that does is goes to the bondholders, says, hey, we did adopt a budget. And then I attach the budget. I'll also send to you and Seth this interlocal as well as the budget resolution when we adopted the budget for you two to sign. So, Walk, if you'll look for three, and then Seth will look for two. So,
Yeah.
Understood.
all right. If there's nothing else, we can take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
No, second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.